hello there. My name is Brian Wright, and I welcome you to the Shellac Stack, a little musical variety hour featuring 78 RPM records from my collection. It's music from the first half of the 20th century. I have a little theme in mind for today's program, and I'll tell you about it in a few moments, but for now, I'd like to get right to the music, and this first record will help set the stage. Have what is probably one of the best known tunes by a Latin American composer. Yes, that was written by a Mexican composer named Juventino Rosas. The title of the piece is Sobre las Olas, but you may know it better as Over the Waves. Juventino Rosas, the composer, was also a violinist, and he wrote dance music, waltzes, danzas, mazurkas, schottisches, and polkas. He was born in Mexico in 1868, and in his youth, he played as a street musician and in dance bands around Mexico City. We're told that he had some formal musical training at a conservatory, but he never graduated. In 1893, he toured the United States with an orchestra, performing at the World Columbian Exposition, the Chicago World's Fair, and then he left for a tour of Cuba in 1894. Unfortunately, while he was there, his health deteriorated. He suffered from spinal myelitis, and he died in Cuba at the age of 26. In 1950, a film based on his life was made. Its title? Over the Waves. We heard that performed by Raymond Burke and his New Orleans jazz band. Raymond Burke, the clarinetist. Jack Delaney played trombone. Alvin Alcorn, the trumpet. Abby Brunies was on drums. Stanley Mendelssohn, the piano. And Sherwood Mangipane played bass. It's a nicely made record recorded in New Orleans on November 12, 1953, by Joe Merez Jr., issued on the Southland label, number 9005. And that starts off this edition of the Shellac Stack and welcomes you to today's program, where the theme is maritime escape. Yeah, I thought we would, just for kicks, listen to records having to do with the sea, the ocean, with boats, and other maritime-related things. We're going to start out By the Seaside. First up, I have a record by Jan August and the Bay Rum Boys, a Mercury 78 from 1950, Mercury 5423. The title is A Day at the Seashore. After that, we'll hear from Henry Ford's Old Time Dance Orchestra and the Top Hatters Trio. I'll be back to tell you the titles after this set. First up, though, let's start with A Day at the Seashore.
Nothing I'd rather do than spend a day at the seashore with you. There on the sand I'll be holding your hand while we steal a kiss or two. A stroll on the boardwalk will lead to an intimate talk just for two. There's nothing I'd rather do than spend a day at the seashore with you. Playing the hobby horse swaying will make dreams come true. Hot dogs and soda pop bought at the candy shop, love from me to you. When evening draws nigh, we will look in the sky, oh what moonlight can do. There's nothing I'd rather do than spend a day at the seashore with you.
Thank you. sea. We saw the sea. We saw the Pacific and the Atlantic, but the Atlantic is romantic and the Pacific is what it's cracked up to be. We joined the Navy to do or die, but we didn't do and we didn't die. We were much too busy looking at the ocean and the sky, and what did we see? We saw the sea. We saw the Atlantic and the Pacific, but the Pacific isn't terrific and the Atlantic isn't what it's cracked up to be. They tell us that the Admiral is as nice as he can be, but we never see the Admiral because the Admiral has never been to sea. We joined the Navy to see the girl, and what did we see? We saw the sea. Instead of a girl or two in a taxi, we were compelled to look at the Black Sea. Seeing the Black Sea isn't what it's cracked up to be. Sailing, sailing home again to see the girls upon the village green. Then across the foam again to see the other seas we haven't seen. We owe the Navy an awful lot, for they taught us how to do the sailor's hornpipe, and they showed us how to tie a sailor's knot. But more than that, they showed us the sea. We never get seasick sailing the ocean. We don't object to feeling the motion. We're never seasick, but we're awful sick of sea. We owe the Navy an awful lot, for they taught us how to do the sailor's hornpipe, and they showed us how to tie a sailor's knot. But more than that, they showed us the sea. We never get seasick sailing the ocean. We don't object to feeling the motion. We're never seasick, but we're awful sick of sea.
That song was written by Irving Berlin. It first appeared in the RKO film Follow the Fleet. The song was called We Saw the Sea. Sung for us by the Top Hatters Trio, that was a Decca record, number 711, recorded in New York on February 10th, 1936. Before that, we heard from Henry Ford's Old Time Dance Orchestra, a selection credited on the label as Seaside Polka. I first became aware of that tune, I think, some years ago when I was teaching undergraduate college students to play piano. I taught a group piano course with 20 students, and in their little exercise book was that tune, arranged for the five fingers of the right hand. The title there was given as Money Can't Buy Everything, and it even had little lyrics written for it. Kind of cheesy, but the students liked it, probably because it wasn't too difficult. That was Victor 19909, recorded December 2nd, 1925, in Dearborn, Michigan, inside Henry Ford's experimental laboratory. I like to point out records that were made in unusual locations because I'd wager that back in 1925, greater than 98 or 99% of all commercial records issued in the United States were recorded in either New York City, Chicago, Los Angeles, or if we want to add in those records made by the Jeanette Company in Richmond, Indiana. Now, from time to time, some of those big labels did make recording field trips in which they'd load up a truck with all kinds of heavy, so-called portable recording equipment, and drive it around to places like Bristol, Tennessee, Atlanta, Georgia, Dallas, Texas, St. Louis, Missouri, and in this case, Dearborn, Michigan, where they set up and recorded Henry Ford's Old Time Dance Orchestra. Aside from manufacturing cars, Henry Ford was an avid old-time dance enthusiast and promoter of old white Anglo-Saxon folk traditions. More about that another time. We started off the set with Jan August and the Bay Rum Boys, Mercury 5423 from 1950, A Day at the Seashore. My name is Brian Wright. This is the Shellac Stack, a program bringing you 78 RPM records from the first half of the 20th century. And today we're listening to maritime records, records having to do with the ocean or the sea or boats or ships or something like that. Let's continue with Bing Crosby now. Here's his recording of How Deep is the Ocean? He recorded this on October 14th, 1932. And it's a little coincidence, it was also written by Irving Berlin. ¶¶
How can I tell you what is in my heart? How can I measure each and every part? How can I tell you how much I love you? How can I measure just how much I do? How much do I love you? I'll tell you no lie. How deep is the ocean? How high is the sky? How many times a day do I think of you? How many roses are sprinkled with dew? How far would I travel to be where you are? How far is the journey from here to a star? And if I ever lost you, how much would I cry? How deep is the ocean? How high is the sky? How many times a day do I think of you? And how many roses are sprinkled with dew? How far would I travel just to be where you are? How far is the journey from here to a star? And if I ever lost you, how much would I cry? How deep is the ocean? How high is the sky? Thank you.
Okay, I'm going to go out on a limb here and suggest that this is probably the first time those two records have been paired, but hey, there's a first time for everything, right? We started with Bing Crosby. That was How Deep Is the Ocean, something he recorded in 1932. My copy of that was pressed up a bit later, probably in the mid to late 1940s, and issued on the Green Columbia Masterworks label, record number 4301-M. It comes from an album set called Crosby Classics, which contains mostly recordings being made in the early 1930s for the Brunswick label, recordings that probably didn't sell too well in the midst of the Depression, but were given new life with this Columbia reissue in the late 40s. After that, we heard another Green Label Columbia record by James Swift, violinist playing an Irish reel called Life on the Ocean. That was from Columbia's Foreign and Ethnic Series, record number 33335-F. All right, let's turn to a record now by Arthur Collins. This was recorded in New York City on September 6th, 1911. The song was written by Lucian Denny, and it's called The Oceana Roll. Now, if the ocean is a-rollin' and you're in a boat, it's probably a rockin' and a knockin', so we'll follow this with Joseph C. Smith's orchestra playing Rockin' the Boat, recorded for the Victor label, record 18521, in Camden, New Jersey on December 16th, 1918. And then, if your boat gets a rockin' and a knockin' a little too much, you might capsize and you might have a shipwreck on your hands. So we'll finish this set with the Peerless Quartet, something called Shipwreck and Rescue, Victor 16787, recorded in Camden, New Jersey, June 20th, 1910. So first up, let's hear Arthur Collins with the Oceana Roll.
Billy McCoy was a musical boy on the cruise for Alabama. He was there on that piano like a fish down in that sea. When he rattled off some harmony, every night out on the ocean, he would get that raggy notion, start to think of faded motion, love and live. No one could sleep way out there on the deep when Billy cut loose out at sea. Eat fish and worm, begin to twist and squirm. The ship starts to dip and do a corkscrew turn. Just see that smoke so black, they come the old smoke back. It's floating right to heaven and it won't come back. Now here and there you'll see a stool and a chair. I'm hopping around the cabin shouting, I don't care. And the hammer starts swinging and the bells begin to ringing while he's sitting at that piano there on the Alabama playing the Oceana Roll. England or Spain, it was always the same. He'd be there at that piano on the cruise for Alabama every moon and noon and night. He would keep it up with all his might. Every time he'd start a playing, all the boys would start a swaying. Everyone would keep a saying, don't you stop. Now sailors take care, oh you sailors beware, for Bill will play on till you drop. Each fish and worm begins to twist and squirm. The ship starts into dip and do a corkscrew turn. You'll see that smoke so black, they come the old smoke back. It's floating right to heaven and it won't come back. Now here and there you'll see a stool and a chair. Or slipping around the cabin shouting, I don't care. And the hammer starts swinging and the bells begin to ringing while it's sitting at that piano there on the Alabama playing the Oceana Roll. Each fish and worm begins to twist and squirm. The ship starts into dip and do a corkscrew turn. You'll see that smoke so black, they come the old smoke back. It's floating right to heaven and it won't come back. Now here and there you'll see a stool and a chair. year. I'm hopping around the cab, it's out now, I don't care. And the hammer starts swinging and the bells begin to ring. While it's sitting at that piano, here on the Alabama, playing the Oceana Road.
To get home again.
Yes, I'm always glad to get home to the wife and little ones, and with good luck, we'll be there in the morning.
Over. Captain, we are running right into a nor'easter.
All hands will sail.
Aye, aye, sir.
Land ho.
Why, that's not land. Hard over the helm.
You're driving us on the rocks.
Steady, steady for your life.
Too late. We've hit the rocks.
Captain, we have sprung a leak.
Where?
Harbord bow, below the waterline.
And the pump.
Aye, aye, sir.
Captain, we can do nothing with the pump. The ship is sinking.
And the lifeboat.
Aye, aye, sir.
Now remember, men, the women and children first,
I'll shoot the first man that sets foot in those boats.
Captain, our boats could never live in that sea. There's the rocket from shore. We're near the Good Hope life-saving station.
Hooray! And signal for help.
Lifeboat ahoy. Lifeboat ahoy. There's a ship in distress.
Ship ahoy. Lifeboat men are we plow the raging sea. When storms are raging fierce and high, along the rocky coast, you'll find that there are boats ever ready when the danger nigh.
I hear the captain call. Man the lifeboats, one and all.
Aye, sir.
I suppose today we tend to think of catastrophic shipwrecks as largely a thing of the past, but in the middle of 1910, when that record was made, the wreck and sinking of the Titanic was still 2 years in the future. It makes listening to that record something of an eerie experience today, at least for me. The label calls that a descriptive scene, and the title is Shipwreck and Rescue, performed by the Peerless Quartet, Victor 16787. Before that, Joseph C. Smith's orchestra, Rockin' the Boat, written by Hugo Fry, recorded for Victor in 1918. And we started off in 1911 with Arthur Collins singing Oceana Roll. My name is Brian Wright. For those of you just joining us, this is the Shellac Stack, a program on which I play 78 RPM records from the first half of the 20th century. If you're enjoying the program, I'd be grateful if you might take a moment to let your friends know about it, maybe put it on Facebook or send an email. If you have some friends who you think might enjoy listening to these 78s with us, I'd be grateful if you'd help to spread the word. Also, if you'd like to send me an email, my address is shellacstack@gmail.com. Again, that's shellacstack@gmail.com. Feel free to send along your comments, questions, suggestions, requests, or just drop me a note to say hi. Let's continue now with Harry Reeser's Syncopators and the first of several songs about riverboats. This first record is from 1929. Tom Stacks is the vocalist. It was recorded for the Columbia label. My copy was pressed over in Japan, number J747. The tune is Here Comes the Showboat. After that, we'll hear Dick Robertson with his orchestra sing the Ferryboat Serenade, a Decca record, number 3305, from July of 1940. And then we'll hear Paul Whiteman's orchestra, a Victor record from 1926. Gladys Rice is the uncredited vocalist, and she'll sing There's a Boatman on the Volga. So a couple of riverboats for us now, starting with Harry Reeser's Syncopators. Here Comes the Showboat.
Here comes the showboat, here comes the showboat. Puff, 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 puffing along. Mammy and Pappy are feeling happy. Shuff, 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 shuffling along. Each chocolate bon, 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 body's in ride. They're playing Uncle Tom, 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 Tom's Cabin tonight. Here comes the showboat, here comes the showboat. Puff, 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 puffing along. Thank you.
I have never been aboard a steamer. I am just content to be a dreamer. Even if I could afford a steamer, I will take the ferry boat every time. I love to ride the ferry, where music is so merry. There's a man who plays a concertina on a moonlit upper deck arena. While boys and girls are dancing, while sweethearts are romancing, life is like a Mardi Gras, funiculi, funicula. Happy as we cling together, happy as we sing together, happy with a ferry boat serenade. Ride the ferry, where music is so merry. There's a man who plays a concertina on the moonlit upper deck arena. While boys and girls are dancing, while sweethearts are romancing, life is like a Mardi Gras, funiculi, funicula. Happy as we cling together, happy as we sing together, happy with a ferry boat serenade.
Thank you.
Harry Reeser's Syncopators started off that set in 1929 with Here Comes the Showboat. After that, it was Dick Robertson and his orchestra in 1940, the Ferryboat Serenade. And we finished up with Paul Whiteman and his orchestra in 1926, Gladys Rice singing There's a Boatman on the Volga. You know, some weeks when I decide to put together a theme for the Shellac Stack, it can be a real challenge to find enough records to fill an entire hour. But today's program, it was something of the opposite problem. There are so many records out there having to do with the ocean or the sea or boats that whittling it down to enough records for 1 hour was really the challenge. So maybe we'll have to do this again sometime, get around to more ocean-themed records. For now, though, we'll stay on the river just a little longer for a couple more riverboat selections. First up, the Garber Davis Orchestra, directed by Jan Garber, back in 1923, Steamboat Sal. And then, what would a riverboat set be without Hoagy Carmichael's famous Riverboat Shuffle? We'll hear it performed here by Bob Mielke's jazz band, recorded in Berkeley, California in 1951 and issued on the Crazy Chords label, record number one. But first up, here's the Garber Davis Orchestra, Steamboat Sal.
We'll be right back.
like that record. I especially love the way it starts. Come on, you guys. What's the matter with you? Don't you know this is the Riverboat Shuffle? You gotta give him points for enthusiasm. That was Bob Mielke's jazz band, recorded in Berkeley, California in 1951, the Riverboat Shuffle. Before that, the Garber Davis Orchestra, under the direction of Jan Garber, Steamboat Sal, from 1923. I think we have time for two more records on today's program. I'm going to let you down gently. We're going to slow things down a little bit now with first the Troubadours, a Nat Shokrit group recording for the Victor label in 1929. The song is Dreamboat. Jack Parker is the vocalist. And then we'll finish up with the National Cavaliers, really nice mellow vocal group, also in 1929, singing The Slumber Boat, Victor 21926. So our final two boat songs for the day. First up, here's the Troubadours.
Thank you.
Ah, all the National Cavaliers records are so nice. That one especially, it's called The Slumber Boat, from 1929. Before that, The Troubadours, directed by Nat Shilkret, also in 1929, Dreamboat. And yes, once again, that's all there is for this edition of the Shellac Stack. As always, I'd like to thank you for taking the time to tune in and listen along to these 78s with me. I hope you enjoyed the program. I hope you'll tell a friend, and I hope we'll see you back here next time for more 78 RPM records on the Shellac Stack. Until then, take care. Bye-bye.